There are villages in Africa where the greeting begins with, how are the children? So when we think about our children here in Chicago and in Chicago public schools, particularly as it relates to education, the answer is not what we would like it to be. Joining us this morning is Mark Lennon from Wire Points, where they've done some work to see how our children are doing and how they're doing with respect to where they are in reading and grades here in Chicago public schools. Mark, good morning. Welcome to WVON. How are you today?
Yeah, just great, Rufus. Thanks for having me. And what a wonderful anecdote about those villages in Africa. I wish we had that tradition here.
Well, we do, but we've got to be better about it. Talk about the study, the work that you all did at Wire Point about our children and how we're doing in Chicago public schools.
Sure. You know, we've looked just at the school report cards. This is the Illinois State Board of Education's own data, and compiled the numbers across the state. And the schools are underperforming badly, generally, and they're failing black kids even worse across the state and in Chicago. So just 1 in 10 kids, black kids in Chicago, are reading at grade level. And in fact, we published a new article to see how far off they are. The data is a little squishier there, but they're often far off. I mean, more than one grade level away from where they should be. So we've got a disaster on our hands. And, you know, this is a national problem, too. We shouldn't point the finger exclusively at Chicago. It may be worse here. It is worse here. Test scores have been dropping for all races since about 2014, and there's a fair debate about what the causes are. But we got to get our handles on this. You know, a handle on this. This is a civilization-ending problem if we don't fix it, as has been said. So we're in a bad situation.
Now, when you look at how they're doing, you said you use the school report cards and the information from the state. I've got to believe that there are some schools that are getting it right, or is this generally across the entire district?
No, that's absolutely right. Of course, as you'd expect, the better performers are in wealthier neighborhoods. And in those wealthier neighborhoods, it's our view that part of the reason is they're subject to the discipline of competition. Ted, my colleague, and I live in a nice suburb with a good public school system, but if parents aren't happy there, they have the means to send their kids to private schools, and there's a number of good private ones in our area too. So, of course, we believe in school choice. We want to extend that option, that competition, to the districts that don't have that option, to everybody, regardless of their income level. And that's why we think that the first answer to this is the one that the country is turning towards very quickly, except in Illinois, and that's school choice, focused especially on poorer school districts.
Well, look, here's a challenge with school choice, and we got to take a break soon. But if there is a choice that everybody doesn't get into, then some children will still be left in places that aren't really elevating them. So the choice and our choice as a nation, as a city, as a community, has to be that each school has to be better. Each school has to be great. Each child in those schools has to have an opportunity. So the elevation of this discussion about how the children are doing, and to your point of how many black children are not reading at grade level, is real. It's important to understand at what levels, at what grades we start to see them not getting there, and then figure out what the things are that we can do to help to elevate that. We're talking with Mark Lennon from Wire Points about CPS children. And the fact is, many children, particularly black children, are behind in reading at grade level. It's a problem. We'll talk about it more right after this. Welcome back. We're talking with Mark Lennon of Wire Points about Chicago public schools and how our children are doing. Their work tells us that 80 out of every 100 Chicago public school students cannot read at grade level. If you're black, it's 89 out of every 100 black students did not read at grade level, effectively meaning only one out of every 10 black students in Chicago public schools is reading at grade level. Mark, when you pull together this kind of information, it only makes sense that there would be some kind of response from those who are in charge. What do you hear from the school system, from the CEO, from the board, from the mayor? What information, what are they saying about these results?
Well, that's what's kind of strange. They're very defensive about it, but these are their own numbers. My colleagues, Ted Dabrowski and John Klinger, went down to Springfield to testify about these numbers. It was just a recitation of the research they had done. And frankly, they were treated pretty rudely. But the state, in other contexts, kind of acknowledges this. There's been a bill pending to try to change the way that reading is taught in the schools. Again, this is a nationally recognized problem. Arne Duncan, Obama's former Secretary of Education, had an op-ed in the Sun-Times that reads just like a Wire Points column. They're reciting pretty much the same numbers. So they're very defensive on the one hand about it and reject it when we say it, but it's the numbers are out there and they don't lie. And, this is not just a black problem. It's a white problem. We have to recognize that there's a problem and we got to turn it around and debate what the causes were and how to solve it. But let's get on with recognizing there's a problem.
And that's important because you can't deal with it unless you recognize that is. When you think about what you've heard, whether it's from the governor, from the mayor, from the board, or whatever it is, does it seem like we're moving in a direction to try and fix some of these issues? Or what is it that the people should be doing who are listening to the station to try and help correct this?
Well, get back to the basics of teaching reading and writing and the basic job skills that are going to be necessary. We're big critics of the Chicago Teachers Union. We think they've really become a political operation and too much of their effort is directed to racial politics and politicking in the schools and other efforts. And they should really just focus on the basics of teaching and get back to where we were when schools were functioning a little bit better and address this national data that's out there. Certainly one obstacle is that there's still a lot of people with a mindset that throwing more money at schools is going to fix the problem. Doing that blindly, which is what we do under Illinois school funding formula, is not the answer. We got to be a lot more particular about what we spend on and really to check over each item for results, because we're not doing that. I mean, Chicago spends amazingly $30,000 per student. Now, that's calculated in a way that's all in, including their capital budget and the federal assistance, state assistance, and all the rest. But that's a mind-boggling number by any national standard. And for $30,000 a student, boy, you ought to be getting a lot of attention paid, especially to the individuals that are particularly challenged. And you brought that up, Rufus, as a potential problem in school choice. You don't want to leave behind the kids that have special needs. And there's a lot of them out there. And any school choice program or anything else we do has to really make sure that those kids are taken care of. And that's a big problem.
Indeed. I'm glad to continue to elevate this because this is critically important, and trying to get to the bottom of it and getting to it early is what's most important. Can you talk for a minute, Mark, about why a point, who you are, what you do, and why you do this research?
Sure. We're a nonprofit, and we our specialty really is commentary and research. We're kind of numbers junkies. We like to do data and research, and we use charts and graphs and all that stuff and try to get our message across with that. We're usually labeled as conservative, but the truth is that if you go through our policy positions, virtually every one of them is supported by the majority of America, and even in Illinois, even in liberal Illinois, our views are actually mainstream. Now that puts us out of touch with the far left that we believe to be in power right now. So we're often at odds with the political establishment here. But that's what we do. We just call out the facts as we see them, and in pretty harsh language. We're a little tougher than most research organizations are, and that's how we spend our days and evenings, is researching and writing.
Got it. I appreciate this article and appreciate the perspective. So much of this, and we have to really look at these, how we get to these points and what's in this testing and what makes sense for how we determine how our children are doing. But if these are the standards that we have, it's important that we live up to them. Thanks for the work that's done by WirePoint. Mark, and thank you so much for elevating it and bringing it to us here on WVON. I appreciate you.
Thank you for having me, Rufus.
Be well.
Take care.
You too.